temporary workplace rule. HMRC guidance makes clear that there is a further rule that prevents a workplace from being a temporary workplace, where an employee attends it in the course of a period of continuous work that lasts or is likely to last more than 24 months. This is known as the 24-month rule. Where this further rule applies, the workplace will be a permanent workplace and tax relief is not available for travel from home to that workplace. AAT members may come across this situation in the construction industry, for site workers, or where an employee is seconded from abroad to work in the UK. If the period of secondment is known to exceed 24 months at the outset, no tax relief is due because that workplace will be a permanent workplace. If the initial posting is for 24 months or less, but before the end of the 24-month period, a decision is made to extend the posting beyond 24 months, then tax relief ceases from the date of that decision, not from 24 months. It is very important that the appropriate paperwork is put in place and that copies are retained to show the HMRC Employer Compliance Officer. Because if the posting is extended, HMRC may assume, with the benefit of hindsight, that it was always intended that the posting would be for more than 24 months. So assignment letters, memos, evidence of the original posting or assignment needs to be kept. Tax relief would be denied by HMRC and a recovery would be made for any gross payments of travel subsistence and perhaps expensive accommodation expenses. When HMRC talks about a period of continuous work, they define this as a period over which the duties of the employment are performed to a significant extent at that place. HMRC applies this rule if the employee spends 40% or more of his or her working time at that place. The test is whether the employee has spent or is likely to spend 40% or more of his or her working time at that particular place over a period that lasts or is likely to last more than 24 months. Where that is the case, the workplace is not a temporary workplace, and so it is a permanent workplace, and therefore travel to it is ordinary commuting and not tax deductible. This could be where an employee works at, say, head office on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, but works at a branch or depot on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Both places would be regarded as permanent workplaces, and the travel from home to the branch office would not attract tax relief. Employees might be treated as travelling to a permanent place of work when they spend less than 40% of their time somewhere. That would be where the journey is regarded as ordinary commuting because the employee works there regularly, say every Friday. And let us not forget the Kirkwood versus Evans decision.